Welcome to the Rebel Within podcast. This is going to be episode 4 of season 4. And today, this title is going to be called, Am I Just All Right? Sometimes I usually do video formats, but today I think I'm just going to just come to you by audio. But I may do a video. I'm not sure. But anyway, let's get into it. I saw a video here talking about here a little while back about a guy talking about when someone says, when I ask you and you say, am I all right? What they're telling you is they're not really all right. They're going through a lot of shit in their life. They're depressed. They don't know what they're doing. Let's just put it to you like this. They're at the bottom, right? And, sometimes when things like that happen, you want to be, I'll put it to you like this right here. It's different for everybody. Some people want you to talk with them and talk about what's going on and talk with you and get them and help them and guide them through them. All right. Some people just want to be left alone. Some people maybe won't have someone to talk to, but maybe they just don't want to talk about that. They just want to hey, let's talk about this or let's talk about that or whatever. Just take your mind off of what's going on. Like a lot of people, I don't always come out and talk about what's bothering me because it's just not who I am. And a lot of times people, it's personal, man. What I want to tell the people sometimes is, a person's pain is personal. It has nothing to do with anyone else. And sometimes, all a person wants you to hear is you to say, I'm all right too. I got your back. I know what you're going through. I'm there. I've been there. I'm going through the same thing. Sometimes that's all a person just wants to hear. Sometimes people, I hate it when people tell you they know how you feel when they don't, because they're just trying to be nice and just trying to, don't tell me that. That ain't what I want to hear, unless you've been through what I've been through or what that person's been through. They don't want to hear that. Sometimes they just don't want to hear anything at all. Sometimes they just want to be like, look, if you need something, I'm here. If you want to be left alone, I understand that too. But a lot of times, and sometimes we don't even want to tell people that we're just all right. We just say, oh, I'm good, just so people will be like, okay, there's not really nothing bothering this person. They say they're good, so they're good. I hate to admit sometimes, but I do that. I tell people, no, I'm good. Really, I'm just all right, But we get through it. We make it. But like I said, you can't sit here and judge someone else for things they go through unless you've been through it yourself. And you know where they're coming from and how they feel and what they've been through in their life, then maybe you can judge and say and all that stuff all you want. But until then, no. But most people just want to Those people just want you to maybe leave them alone sometimes. I know sometimes I just want to be left alone. Sometimes I just want to think, you know, maybe I think sometimes maybe I'll be starting being more honest than what I really am and tell someone if I'm just all right, I'm just all right. And I'm not, you know, making them think that I'm good when I'm really not, you know. Sometimes I don't think that's good for me, and it's not good for them, and it's not good all around. But so that's what a person means when they tell you they are like, they're going through some shit like you wouldn't believe. You know, I know last night I had an episode that hit me, and for a little while there, I was just all right. But I got through it. I soldiered through it, and I went on. I'm here this morning, and that's what matters. I know that sometimes, you know, we all face a lot of things in life, but truth is, you know, there's a lot more people out here that want to condemn things. Instead of, sometimes all people want you to do is just listen. Some people don't even want to do that. They won't do that. They refuse to do anything. But all they want to do is judge. But all I can tell you for those people is, guess what? Walk a mile in my shoes, and I'm willing to guarantee you, you'd feel a lot different. You would think a lot different. And you'd see things a lot differently now than you would, I'm telling you. That's why when people, something's bothering them, and they say, oh, you know, whatever, I'm like, look, I'm here if you need me. Because I know sometimes people just want to be left alone. That's how they process things. That's how they do things. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people want you to hug them and tell them they're okay. Some people want you to just talk with them. Some people just want you to listen. It's whatever. But some people going, sometimes we're just all right. And that's the truth about it is. And whether people like that or not, that's, like I said, you can't judge until you've been in my shoes. I will say that it's tough when, you know, you feel like you're the only one when you're in a room full of a million people and you feel totally alone. I know what that feels like. I've been there, done that. Yeah, it sucks. It really does. This is going to be kind of a short episode, but I hope it's impactful, and I hope that people understand that sometimes people are just all right, and they're going through shit. Just let them know, like, hey, I'm there. If you need something, you want to talk about it. If you don't want to talk about it, but you want someone to listen to, listen. Give me your undivided attention. But just don't tell them that, oh, I know what you're going through, when you don't. But if you've been in the same battles they have, the same trenches they have, and you know what it's like and what they're going through, just tell them I'm all right, too. There's nothing wrong with that. At least you know you're not alone in that fight. At least you know that you got someone that truly has got your back or whatever. Well, I just want to say thank you for listening again. This is Bill signing out of the Rebel Within on podcast. You have an awesome day and a blessed day, and I'll catch you later. Bye.